Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, oh, what a week it's been in and around Washington. What has seeped out of Foggy Bottom that is creating the buzz in your backyard and mine? Frankly, the biggest thing I think still is the discussion over the Patriot Act. And why? Because it affects every single one of us. How do you feel about civil liberties? How do you feel about your information being pawed over? Is it okay if you get tapped once in a while because you might say a word that suddenly sets off an alert somewhere at the NSA? Ed Snowden made us aware of that when he ran with the information to Hong Kong and then ultimately got asylum in Russia and had his own data dump that stunned the world and changed the way they did business at the NSA. Of course, he cannot come back to the United States or he'd be tried for treason under the Espionage Act. That would be it for him, unless he was pardoned ultimately, but that doesn't look like that would be in the cards. If he hadn't done what he did, we'd still be getting tagged. It's what I feel like. It's like we're tagged. I think of metadata and the explanations of what it is and how it's being stored and how that can be changed, and then the telecom companies could do it if we vote in that direction. It's a mess. Then you have people that were in charge and people who are in charge saying, boy, you totally trashed the Patriot Act and it's a free-for-all for terrorists. So who do you believe? Is that a bunch of hysterical nonsense, or is there a shred of truth to it? Because I don't want the gate to be open. It's already open too far, as I'm concerned. Because, as far as I'm concerned, because we have such porous borders. You're not naive. I'm not naive. If somebody wants to come and get us, for lack of a better way to describe it, do you think it's possible? Of course. Do you think that we have some great people working at the CIA and the intelligence arena and the FBI, frankly, who have stopped a few terrible things from happening in the United States? I'm going to say yes. Have we also gotten lucky because the terrorists themselves, the baby terrorists, didn't do it right? Yes. Remember the guy who wanted to blow up a chunk of Times Square? He didn't have everything rigged up right. They ultimately caught him. He was assimilating in the United States, had a family, the whole thing. Nobody suspected. But when it came to carrying out his order, he bungled it. The underwear bomber, he bungled it. Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, he messed it up. In a few cases, we kind of got lucky. So if you trash the Patriot Act, who do you believe? Does the world end if we don't have the Patriot Act in place? If we don't leave some pieces of the Patriot Act? But see, here's the thing. It affects every single one of us. Wherever you're listening to me, it affects us. But you don't have a say. You have a representative in Washington. And right now, they're not coming up with anything that's working. So the Patriot Act probably just goes away. Do we see some other version of the Patriot Act? Hard to say. You had Rand Paul filibustering last week and saying this is overreach. Not standing up for the Patriot Act and saying this is wrong. Because look at the things that happened. Because in the name of the Patriot Patriot Act, because it was such a broad-based piece of legislation. It could be used in a lot of different ways. I think it goes away. I think it goes away. Speaking of not going away, Rick Santorum has decided he's going to run for the White House again. George Pataki, the former governor of New York, decides, yeah, he's going to run again. Who is not running, I ask you, for president on the Republican side of the aisle? How many Republicans are going to try to grab a hunk of this? Now, here's the thing. It's an old political trick. If I have some name recognition, if I'm liked by my colleagues, I might be considered for a cabinet position, a VP, something else in the party. And because I've run, my name's out there, I'm getting some attention. I'm part of a debate because I had enough juice to get myself some points in a poll. So I wouldn't say that publicly, and they won't say that publicly, but part of it is because of that. So it could be a free-for-all for jockeying for position. But does it hurt the overall Republican Party? Does it hurt the strategy? I think it only hurts the strategy if we come down to the debates and there's too many of them and there's too many people on the stage, which they're finding a way to end that problem by only having the people who rate so high in the poll part of the debates. So if somebody was pretty much showing up as a zero, as a one, two, whatever, single digits, and every other candidate had double digits, way deep into the double digits, of course they wouldn't make the cut as far as being part of the debate. They could still run for president. So Rick Santorum wants a redo. Pataki redo. There could be some others. By my count, we have at least 15, could have 30. By the end of June, including Donald Trump. What would the odds be that people would go and recognize his name, remember, of course, who doesn't know Donald Trump's name, and just say, you know what, this guy has money, I'm gonna put him down. He has contacts and money, so I think that he'll pay to run and not be beholden to as many people in the PACs. I'm going to say there's going to be some truth to Trump getting, if he decides he's going to do it. There's going to be some truth to the name recognition thing. He has it big time. But, ooh, Donald Trump for president? President Trump? Or do you see him as a VP? He can't be a VP. He's a number one guy. He could never be a number two guy in anything. Business, politics, whatever. I don't know, it's kind of intriguing to think of. What do you think? You can always throw in your 2 cents along the way. 855-266-5283. Coming up next, we're talking about Obamacare and the I told you so moment for frequent guests of ATNs.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't you think you've done enough?
Welcome back to America Tonight. He's not a stranger to this show. He's been on with us many, many times. He's terrific. Dr. David Hoberg, senior fellow at the National Center. And he, by the way, is an author of a new book we're going to talk about at the tail end of this, Medicare Victims. He's always got some interesting opinions, by the way, that are coming true. We've talked to him for years now, and we're seeing what's happening with Obamacare. He called it the Obamacare death spiral, and that it was now on the horizon. And boy, wasn't he right. We just were in Washington, D.C., and weren't those conversations pretty interesting, particularly some of the things that we're hearing from the pundits, and we'll let Dr. Hoberg talk about that. But thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show. We appreciate it. You did say this to me. You called it the death spiral a couple of years ago. I think that was the first time I had you on the show. We go to Washington every year to dig deeper into what's happening with Obamacare, a.k.a. affordable health care. And now we're seeing what's happening. Why do you say that suddenly now the people on the left can't stand behind what they were saying before? Because we're seeing the premium increases aren't tiny, but they're really exploding, right?
Well, yeah. Usually the sort of the canary in the coal mine of a death spiral, if you will, is that you start to see rates, premium increases of at least 20%, and usually higher, and now we're starting to see some of those. I'll give you just a couple of quick examples here. On Tennessee's exchange, Blue Cross Blue Shield is proposing an average premium increase of over 36%, while the co-op on the exchange, Community Health Alliance, is proposing one of just under 33%. In New Mexico, the Healthcare Service Corporation is asking for a premium hike of just over 51%. And in Oregon, they now have five insurers who are requesting average premium hikes ranging from about 26% to 52%. So, what you're seeing here is the end result of a bunch of regulations on the Obamacare exchanges that discourage younger and healthier people from initially signing up for health insurance, leaving what's known as the risk pools older and sicker. And as a result, the premiums have to go up to cover their costs. And what's going to happen next probably is, the young and healthy people who did initially sign up, some of them are going to drop out because of the higher prices. And, then premiums will go up again and, the process repeats itself. So these premiums that we're starting to see now, and we'll probably see more of them in the weeks to come as insurers start to release their requests for, the rates they're asking for next year. What we're seeing again is this sort of the edge of the death spiral right on the horizon.
I mean, those numbers are scary, and you listed them in an article that you wrote. You talked about even New Mexico, that they're requesting, the Healthcare Services Corp is requesting a premium hike of 51.6%. Dr. Hochberg, how can people afford this? They
well,
can't?
That depends. If you aren't receiving any subsidy on the exchange, it's probably going to be very hard to afford it. And even if you are receiving a subsidy, there's no guarantee that the subsidy you get is going to be enough to cover the increase in your premium. Because the subsidy is based on the second lowest cost silver plan, and with all these plans, their costs increasing, the second lowest cost silver plan may shift around, and so the subsidy may shift, and the subsidy may go up, your subsidy may go up 20%, but if the plan you've got is going up 40%, you're not in good shape.
That's crazy. So what do you think happens now? I mean, we're under 2 years for the Prez to be out of office. Who knows who comes in next? And, there's been the massive fight, but nothing really has happened. What do you think happens with this?
It's kind of hard to say because so much of it, a lot of this is going to hinge on King versus Burwell, the court case that claims that, only people who are on state-based exchanges, exchanges that were set up by the states, are eligible for premium subsidies. If the plaintiffs win in that case, which should be coming out at the end of June, then, kind of all bets are off, and the only places that are really going to be seriously looking at a death spiral now are going to be the ones that the 13 states plus D.C. that now have state-based exchanges. So it's hard to say. Now, if that does not go the way of the plaintiffs, well, you're going to see these premium increases, and you're going to eventually see, I think, certain insurers will start leaving the exchanges because they can't make a profit. And, people will end up losing their insurance and have to go, to a different carrier. And as this just continues, I think, it builds pressure for reform, and if those on the political right, play it properly, it could build reform for, healthcare, free markets in healthcare.
Wow. All right. So obviously we're still watching what's happening with our health right before our eyes. I mentioned at the top that you've got a book coming out, and it's Medicare Victims. Interesting title. Love it. Dive deeper for us and tell us what we can expect in the book.
Sure. It's actually Medicare's Victims with an apostrophe S.
There you go. Victims.
Medicare's Victims, how the U.S. government's largest health care program harms patients and impairs physicians. And I look at a number of different patient groups and physicians who struggle under Medicare. I tell some very personal stories and then explain, the person in the story, how the policy affects affected them. And one of the themes that runs through the book is that the people who are adversely affected by Medicare tend to lack political power. That is the ability to put pressure on Congress to make changes in Medicare that will help them. And they usually lack political power either because their numbers are too small and so they don't add up to many votes on election day, and also because a lot of these people are very sick. They're not engaging in the sort of activities like organizing, networking, and so forth that can be effective in pushing Congress to change policy, change Medicare's policy. And that's always one of the problems of any government health care program, is that the really sick can lose out because they seldom have a lot of political power. So that's basically what the book is about, and it'll be out July 6th. You can order it through Amazon.com, and you'll also be able to order it some other places that at this point I'm not sure which, since we're still working on that, but it will be available through Amazon.
So the conclusions there are, what are the solutions for the people that find themselves in this terrible situation where they desperately need it, but as you say, they're too sick, they can't fight for it themselves, they need more advocates, right?
I guess the first advice is don't get sick. What I actually propose at the end of the book is basically a way of giving the recipients on Medicare direct access to Medicare funds so that they can pay for care as they see fit. So care that they think that they need, and they don't have to worry about all the bureaucratic rules and the price controls and all those sorts of things that get in the way of, for some people, get in the way of them getting effective care.
Yeah, wow. And you know, and how many people, I don't know the exact numbers, but the numbers are pretty high, right, that are affected?
Unfortunately, I don't have hard and fast numbers for you because it's difficult to say. I mean, for example, there's one section of the book that looks at people who were denied physical therapy for certain reasons. And if you take a look at stroke patients, it could certainly affect some of them, but it's kind of hard to say. I mean, we know roughly how many people have a stroke each year, but we don't know how many, it's kind of hard to say how many people have had a really severe stroke that would get them into trouble with Medicare and physical therapy. So, unfortunately, there are no hard and fast numbers on many of these things.
Yeah. All right. The book is Medicare Victims with an S, Medicare Victims. And Dr. Hochberg, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is the house that Jack built, y'all. Remember this house. This was the land that he worked by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. Yeah. It was a love that I was proud of. This is the life that he planned. On the love, the same old love. In the house that Jack built. The house that Jack built. Remember this.
Before we jettison this hour, we got movies. But actually, there's a movie that I think would be pretty funny. It may be one that you wait for, but I think it'll be a funny movie. I'm just going to leave you with that. And it has something about Hawaii in it. And you've probably seen a billboard. There's like billboards everywhere for this movie. That's my only hints. And like I said, we're going to that in our next segment. All right, but without further ado, you have filled the coffers of the mailbag. And because you filled the mailbag over and over and over and over again, I decided I was going to do another mailbag segment because we only scratched the surface. So I wanted to throw in a few more. So on that note, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Music to my ears. All right, here's one from Kyle. It's funny because we just had Kyle who we did a changing of the guard here on the air. That's, you know, we're pulling back the curtain for you. Kyle was here, and then he passed the baton to Nathan Reeder, who's flying high, coming off of a gig. Woo! So excited. And he's here with us on America Tonight. Say hello.
Hi.
He walked away. Did you go away to get a soda for a second? Yeah, there he
is.
No,
I don't drink soda. It's bad for you.
It is. Water? You drink water.
I had root beer and I had soda. It's true.
Ah, root beer. I love root beer. Oh. All right, so Kyle, not to be confused with Kyle, who was just here being the technical maestro temporarily for America Tonight, did a great job. Kyle says, Kate, I can't believe what's going on with my Republicans. Listen, my whole life I've been a Republican. Maybe a Republican light at times because I don't always agree with the party. But I'm really not liking the fact that nobody is emerging as the leader of this group who can take the baton, run with it, and take it all the way into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I thought at first Rand Paul, then I liked Ted Cruz. Then Ted Cruz lost me. Rand Paul lost me before that. I kind of like Scott Walker. He's not in this deal because Walker doesn't even show up that much in the polls like we thought he would. And then Chris Christie, of course, faded. Everybody I like fades, and then something else happens to them. And I think and fear that Jeb Bush will be the guy, as you have said many, many times. Is it true? Well, I don't have a crystal ball. In fact, I smashed my crystal ball. When it came to sports, I said, I can't do this anymore. And I think the same thing if I'm going to sit here and predict who's going to be president, except for that we know from history, you know, who's got the money? Who's got the leading edge in contacts? Who's being pushed? And who's being pushed is Jeb Bush behind the scenes. But does that matter? I mean, is it going to make a difference? If there's someone who's dynamic, somebody that can overtake them, then I guess it won't matter. But who's that person? You know, who is it? And I know you all have different thoughts. Some of you like Ted Cruz. Some of you like Rand Paul. Some of you like Marco Rubio. But see, a little something-something doesn't make the whole pie. You need somebody that's going to be able to pull more than 50% of the pieces together. And that's why his name keeps coming up, because of the legacy, because of the money behind him, because. But we still have a whole year, more than a year, to find that out. All right, here's this one from Ralph, who I've never heard from before. I know when that's an unusual name. I actually like the name Ralph. And Ralph says, Kate, volcanoes. I know you're into the whole volcanic thing. You've talked about it before, flying over the top of a volcano and saying how cool it was. I've been to like 5 different volcanoes. And I know another one is erupting. I saw some pictures on the news tonight. I got home in time to flip it on, and it was pretty wild to see where the volcano was erupting. By the way, what you just heard that went off was floods not too far from our satellite facility where I am right now. Oh, yeah. The weather thing is happening. So anyway, you're talking about, you're kind of alluding to where this was, and I'll just tell you where it was. It was in Japan. It was on a Japanese island, and they're telling them to get out of the path of the people that live there, out of the path of the erupting volcano, because it is erupting. So this isn't fly over this thing. This is erupting. I think it's Mount Shindaki. And it's in the center of the island, and it erupted right before 10 in the morning, which would be local time there. And they say that the flows are incredible, that it's reached the shoreline. The government's just telling everyone, get off the island. Now, when I say everyone get off the island, do you know how many people live there? 137. So the 137 people that get there, that live there, have to get out of there because they raise the alert level. They're smart. They get it. I've seen the pictures too. It is pretty incredible. The amount of people that were talking about, and getting them off the island consists of, like, jumping in these boats. But the lava was flowing rapidly. It went, and they have this alert level. The alert level is 3. 5 is the highest that it can get. And, wow, I'm glad, Ralph, you remember that I talked about the volcanoes. I'm impressed about that. Mm-hmm. I always wondered, like, when I went to, had the chance to go to Ecuador, when I went to Ecuador, they were talking about the volcano in Quito and people running, and that's a crowded area, frankly. They were talking about how close they would let the lava come down before people were getting away. I don't know about all of you, but if I live in a neighborhood where there's a volcano and the volcano's erupting and they're telling me the pace of the volcano, you know, of the lava flowing toward me, immediately I'm just evacuating. Okay, it's, let's see, every hour it's moving another 10 feet. No, wait a second, it's moving another 50 feet. Wait, it's picked up a little steam, if you know what I mean. Forget it. I'm out. I am out. But I guess that's the difference between people who are seasoned when it comes to things like eruptions. But how can you know? Mother Nature can be wicked, as we have all seen. When something doesn't seem as though it's that bad, then it turns into something worse. A wild fire jumps the side of the road in California. It's crazy when that happens in the canyon. Or we see that a river starts to rise and all of a sudden levees break, and before you know it, the, you know, like Lake Pontchartrain, what happened there was horrific, going on the complete opposite end of the scale. So we've seen that. All right, how about this one? This one is from Carl, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Dennis Hastert, so I had to hurry up and get in on this. What was he lying about and lying to the FBI, and why would he pay somebody $3.5 million to cover up some misconduct from the past, a very, very dark past, I would assume, because the person knew that he would pay the money. How could they possibly get $3.5 million? I want to know what it is. Well, you're not the only one. I think a lot of people want to know what it is now, because the curiosity trigger has been tripped. It's just too much money. Too much. Anne says, Kate, live anthrax, you talked about it being shipped by the military to a couple of states. How do you do that? Who's in charge of anthrax that shipped it? That's ridiculous, especially knowing how dangerous it is. Well, they say 4 lab workers and a bunch of others have been in this post-exposure treatment deal since that inadvertently, I love that word, inadvertently, was shipped through FedEx, by the way, to these various locations. And the shipments happened over a one-year period between March of 2014 and March of this year. That's pretty scary stuff, right? And some of them were sent through FedEx. That's what the Defense Department's saying. And the shipments were shipped that way because they were thought to be dead. So they didn't think they were live. Huh. And live anthrax, not a good thing. We know people die from the spores. We saw it happen after 9/11. 5 people died. So, you know, inadvertently is not a good thing to say when it comes to live anthrax. I mean, they're taking the precautions. What are they going to do at this point? The genie's out of the bottle, but it's not good. Imagine getting that phone call to CDC. Accidentally, we shipped live anthrax. What do we do? Coming up next, we're taking you, yes, you, to the movies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see
stars. Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous stripes, bigger than life.
Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see.
Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
To the movies here on America Tonight. That might be the best part of this segment. So let me tell you, Aloha is our first movie, and there are a lot of very, very big names in it, which doesn't mean necessarily it's any good, but I'll tell you what, it's getting a lot of good pub, so check it out.
Well, I remember the good times.
There were no good times! You cost us our prime new partner, a new space command center, all gone because cool guy here, Mr. Sexy Pants, Brian Gilchrist, blew the mission.
You were going to wear this like Flava Flav wears a clock.
Can't
can't let one small meltdown destroy me.
A second chance. Who doesn't want a second chance?
Your old boss wants you back. It's Hawaii, our old stomping ground.
Aloha,
Gilchrist. You're back in the game.
I want to introduce you to your Air Force liaison. She's a fast burner.
A double espresso?
Morning, sir. I'm so jacked this day.
Make that a triple.
The old ex-girlfriend. Pause for the memories.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
Because you're a workaholic who creates work to avoid real work.
Well, I'm still working on that.
You wrecked everything, and I put my life back together in spite of you.
I will be an invaluable addition to our mission.
I have lone wolfed it all the way. That's who I am.
You're cynical. I get it.
I know what you're doing. You're not going to pick my brains. They're unpickable.
Before it all came apart, there was greatness in this guy.
Did you get the girl?
We work together.
Oh, why don't you just have what you want?
Do you have what you want?
Hmm?
How is Woody?
I don't know. Woody doesn't communicate. He doesn't speak.
He said a lot, actually.
What did he say?
Check out my manliness, dude. I've been working out, and I'm a little too handsome to ever see you as a threat, Brian. Good evening.
And he said all that.
He's actually very talkative.
I think that you came back here for a reason. Let's just talk about it before I explode.
About tonight, sir. I had fun.
In any of its many forms, I have found that nothing is fun.
Your life is going to become very, very complicated. Future isn't just something that happens. It's a brutal force with a great sense of humor that'll steamroll you if you're not watching.
All right, so Hawaii, you got a military contractor, Bradley Cooper. He returns to his great career triumphs, reconnects with his girlfriend, a long-lost girlfriend, and then falls for a Air Force watchdog, Emma Stone, who was assigned to him. Could be good. I think better to see it streaming, perhaps. Aloha. I like the set in Hawaii thing. All right, we go from Hawaii, this movie called Aloha, to the San Andreas. Check it out.
Chief Gaines, you have over 600 documented rescues. That's pretty impressive.
Harrison said you're taking off with Blake for a few days.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to drive her back up to school.
I can't believe she's in college already.
I know. Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad. Hi. Everything okay?
I wanted to tell you I was sorry for how I acted yesterday.
No, wait, really.
No, Emma. Emma. Emma.
Chunk of land
will be decimated.
Are you saying the whole San Andreas fault might go off?
Everybody down!
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
We are going now!
I'd be safe from war.
We can't stop it. We can't prepare for it.
California.
It will be a global event.
If I was an island.
Wow. So we know what that's about. The worst case scenario for California, San Andreas. Let's go to Barely Lethal.
I never knew my parents. The only thing I ever knew was Prescott, special school for orphans.
Back of the line, Grandma.
Woo! Well, that had some unique ideas about education.
Meet Victoria Knox, American arms dealer. Catch her, Agent 83, and bring her in.
It wasn't until I was put in the field that I saw what I was missing.
You missing someone?
83! Come in if you hear me.
Give us a sign you're down there.
This was my way out.
Hi, I'm Megan.
No, don't touch me till I've seen your papers.
Elizabeth, Mission High School was a go.
You take it this is your first assembly?
Isn't this awesome?
Not usually.
Foreign exchange student, Megan Walsh.
I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Hey, did you say Regina?
Megan, couldn't help noticing you're into Cash, huh?
Hey.
Cash loves school spirit.
Mascot.
All my high school research suggests that they're awkward loners.
Who are you?
I just wanted to hold the mascot ransom. It's tradition.
Regina!
What's going on? 85,000 views.
I'm viral?
Cuffer. Agent 83.
How did you find me?
YouTube. Knox escaped and she left a really nice death threat. And when Knox finds out where you are, she will destroy you.
She better bring fire. She better bring thunder. And she better bring hell. Tell her to bring it before 10:30. I've got a curfew.
You and I actually do have a lot in common.
Oh, except I'm a psycho bitch.
Give it some time.
Prescott, don't cry. Why is she crying?
Maybe she watched The Notebook one too many times. Adolescence is a very volatile time for a young woman.
He so gets me.
All right, so you get the gist there. Actually, that looks like that could be a funny comedy, too. But again, I think this is a streaming kind of thing. All three movies have that in common, and pretty much that's it. There's some really good movies that are coming up, and there's some good movies that are coming up on DVD. I mean, I was even a little curious about the Mad Max Fury Road, and we heard from a couple of people, we got some cheap movie reviews, that they gave it a thumbs up. So that might be where I'm headed if I go to the movies. Remember, if you go to the movies, you can send me a cheap movie review. If you do, no matter what, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.